Now, the story of the three young British schoolgirls who ran away from home to join ISIS made headlines around the world in 2015. And the same is happening today following the remarkable interview the Times newspaper correspondent Anthony Lloyd publishes in today's edition. One of those three girls, Shamima Begum, is now 19 years old. And Anthony Lloyd found her in a refugee camp in northern Syria. She's 9 months pregnant. Two previous infants she bore have died. Her husband is in captivity. Let's talk now to Rosemary Hollis, Professor of Middle East Policy Studies at City University, London. This really is a very striking interview, Rosemary Hollis. What was your reaction when you heard Shamima Begum speak there to Anthony Lloyd of The Times?
Well, I think it's a tremendous source of insight for all of us who have so many suspicions but lack of information about the motives of a person to do what Shamima did, the effects on her of arrival in the ISIS territory in Syria, what life was indeed like for her, and so on. And I know there's a lot of debate about whether such people should be allowed back home, what should happen to them on return to the UK. But at the same time, this woman does represent an enormous source of information, which I think, frankly, we could do with.
And it's, it's an more extensive interview than that. There are parts of it we would have difficulty broadcasting on a lunchtime news programme like this. But she was married to an ISIS fighter. This was why she and the other two girls, schoolgirls, ran away. They'd been groomed online. She's already had born two babies who have died. She spoke about her husband seeing executions on the street. She spoke about seeing severed heads herself and so on. And she also talks, and your reaction to this, about the corruption and oppression and people being tried as spies as ISIS, as the caliphate has shrunk and crumbled under pressure.
Yes, exactly. There is a whole array of insights. Now, she herself, and it seems the other three young women from that part of London who made their way there, three of them together and one ahead of the others. And they became four. Certainly one of them is now dead, and it's uncertain the fate of the other two. But they all requested to marry English-speaking jihadis, and they succeeded, although I think in one case it was a Bosnian that the girl was married to. However, they were there with foreign fighters, foreign volunteers, so they did not blend into Arab society in Syria. They existed amongst the foreign national volunteers to ISIS. And from the interview, you can see that this is a classic case of an organization, ISIS, being paranoid about spies from within, about informers, about people having second thoughts and escaping, and telling stories about life therein. And I think we have to understand that this young woman may have had very, very conflicted emotions. And when she said sometimes life was normal and at other times it was horrific, I think we might understand, I'm suggesting, by normal she meant the times in between the horrors. And her husband, in her case, was arrested on suspicion of spying at some point. And then escaped, and he had been tortured by ISIS, the force to whom he had been recruited. She also says that she didn't have the strength, as she sees it, of her two companions on this trip out to Syria in 2015. They decided to stick it out in the last ISIS enclave and may now be dead. But in Shamima's case, this was her third child that she is now pregnant with. She's lost the other two to illness, disease, malnutrition. She has borne them under war conditions. And in the case of her two former colleagues, they apparently were already widows and not facing the same challenges as Shamima is. So I really think it would be inappropriate to suggest this woman ought to be defined as somebody who is clearly committed jihadi and so on. It's much more complex than that.
But equally, there are governments around the world, presumably including the UK government, and the problems of these people who went away to join ISIS coming back home, those are problems they would rather not have to deal with?
I think you put it possibly rather well. They don't want to have to deal with these kinds of complex problems. There are bound to be criticisms, whatever they do. Let's suppose that she was rescued and enabled to come back to the UK, and, as I am suggesting, seen as a useful source of information to give us better understanding. No doubt the authorities would be criticized for spending taxpayers' money on counseling for this young woman, perhaps spending taxpayers' money on bringing her back to the UK and on looking after her baby, assuming that her baby could make it all the way back to the UK under present circumstances. The authorities are going to be damned from one side or the other, whatever they do about a case such as hers, and she's going to be a media sensation, I'm afraid. So it's not altogether promising.
Certainly fascinating. Rosemary Hollis, Professor of Middle East Policy Studies.